Are you a dog person or a cat person? Regardless of your answer, you'll find characters you'll resonate with when the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park opens its production of Chapati on Thursday evening for a month-long run. It's a play about two lonely people. I'll call them mature, since I'm in that 60-year-old demographic myself, who share an affection for animals that ultimately brings them together. Staging Irish writer Christian O'Reilly's play is director Anne-Marie Camerato, who is with me this evening in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is your first time, I believe, to be at the Cincinnati Playhouse. How did you get here? What brought you to the Playhouse?
Blake Robson, the artistic director, and I have known each other for a couple years. We co-produced a few plays when he was back on the East Coast, and we've kind of kept in contact and tried to find the right project, and this seemed to be it.
Why did this seem to be it, do you think?
I'm not sure. You might have to ask him that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the play itself. Maybe okay. It will become evident. So O'Reilly's script, which uses two actors, is an unusual style of playwriting, it seems to me. It presents the story and the characters in a way that we don't usually see. There's a man named Dan who owns a dog that he's named Chapati after the flatbread from India, and Betty, who has a whole lot of cats. And she also spends a good deal of her time caring for an elderly neighbor. But we don't start with them interacting with each other. Can you talk a little bit about how the script works?
It's a really interesting, as you said, the structure. It begins with both actors addressing the audience and telling their stories to us, but they're telling their stories separately. And then as their story progresses, they interact with each other in sort of flashbacks. And then by the end, the play kind of takes over and they are acting out full scenes together. So it has this kind of nice structure where they start separately and end up together.
Which is really part of their story,
right,
too. So it's
yeah,
very, very cleverly written, it seems to me. I think it would be safe to say that at the beginning, when you watch them, they are not people who you think are ready to make changes in their lives. They're both pretty set in their ways.
That's true.
And they're both kind of lonely, I guess. So is that what the play is ultimately about, do you think?
I think it is. I think, well, on some level, I think it's about connection. It's about how we yearn for connection both with people and sometimes with pets. It's about learning how to love and getting over grief and loss. Both of the characters are lonely, but they are also sort of grieving. One of them grieving the loss of a loved one, the other one grieving sort of the loss of an idea of what her life could be. Yeah, I think ultimately it's the connection that they both feel they need with other people because they spend so much time with pets that brings them together.
I have a pragmatic question to ask that I couldn't quite tell from reading the script. You don't actually have dogs and cats on stage, do you?
No, we don't.
Sound effects, perhaps?
There are, yeah. We're working to create some sound of animals. But for the most part, when they're referring to their animals, we don't do any of that. There's no live animals, no 19 cats, none of that.
That would add a level of complexity, wouldn't it? Herding cats, directing cats could be a challenge,
exactly.
I suspect. O'Reilly didn't initially write this as a play, I understand. Can you talk a little bit about how it has evolved?
And I think that informs the structure a lot. What he has told me is that it started kind of as a movie or a TV script, and then he moved it into a radio drama, which makes sense when you have one person telling their part of the story and then another person telling theirs in monologue form. But I think he found that it wasn't doing the relationship justice to have them so separate. So the way to do that was to turn it into a stage play and have them connect with each other and interact.
I take it you must feel that works pretty well.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, I have to say. It's a device that presents problems for actors because they're not exactly sure who they're talking to at all times. Mm-hmm. And we have to really create a third character, which is the audience. We have to define who the audience is in this relationship because the actors are telling very intimate things to us as an audience, and that means that we must be someone important to them.
How do you do that? Did you envision it as an audience, or is it as a friend they might be talking to? How does that?
That's sort of where we started with thinking about the play. I met with the design team, and you know, the first question we had was, who are we as an audience? So I spent some time thinking about it. I talked to Christian, the playwright. He had every intention of making it a play where the audience participates. They are there. He, I think, saw them as a group of people. So we decided to set the whole play in an Irish pub, and the audience is there. They're friends of these two people, and they're there to hear the story of how they got together.
And that's your construct.
Yes.
More so. I mean, you talked with the playwright about it.
Yep.
But that's very interesting. That will add to it. There's a lot of humor in the script.
There is.
And I guess I'd call it Irish humor.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of dry and witty and that kind of thing. Are you drawn to that kind of work?
I think I am. I think I have maybe a morbid sense of humor a little bit, a darker sense of humor. I think that these characters are really funny with each other and by themselves without even realizing it.
Which is interesting because they're both also sort of desperate people.
Right.
And they aren't necessarily trying to be funny about things, but they do have a sense of humor.
They do. And there are some real sort of Irish moments in the play that are very specifically Irish humor. But I think in general, they're just people at a certain point in their lives who find certain things funny or treat things, certain events in their lives in a way that we find funny.
Could you talk a little bit about the actors who you have playing these roles?
Yes, I would love to. Sarah Day is playing Betty, and Sarah is a seasoned actress. She works primarily at a Shakespeare festival in Wisconsin. She's someone I've admired for 20 years and have never had the opportunity to work with, so I'm thrilled to bring her here for this. And John Daly is also Wisconsin-based, although he has acted here previously at the Playhouse. He was in the production, the Sherlock Holmes play that the Playhouse did earlier this season. And he's also an actor that I've known for many years and never had the opportunity to work with. So it was a great way to bring us all together.
How have you coached them to bring forward this interaction and relationship that we find them at least evolving toward, if not fully into?
That's been the most challenging part. We've had to sort of break the play into sections, and we really have had to sort of work on their relationship together, how it happened, how it developed, and then separate from that, work on their relationship with the audience. And then hopefully as rehearsals go along, we're kind of putting those two things together. But it makes for a challenge for the actors because they have to get very specific about every single line. And it's a lot of text.
Yeah, it is. But it's very interesting that you're thinking of the audience essentially as a character in this. So we do sort of get to be part of the show.
You're absolutely a part of the show.
It occurs to me from reading your bio that you've worked with a lot of playwrights. I see that you had a fellowship in playwriting for the state of Delaware. What do you find especially striking about Christian O'Reilly as a playwright?
He is able to play with structure in a way that I find graceful and effortless and that I admire greatly. He has a way of moving between the past and the present with just one line. And it's really interesting when you read it on the page, but as you dive into it, as we are in rehearsals, every day we sort of remark at how effortless he makes it seem and how instinctual it is. And he's an Irish storyteller, which is a gift.
Yeah. I want to ask you for an adjective or two to describe the play.
I think it's surprising. I think it's really beautiful. And I do think it's witty and smart and unexpected.
I think people will be very engaged by it also, and especially now that you've described this concept that you're using. I don't suppose you're serving beer in the audience or anything.
Right, I wish we were.
Okay. Well,
but you can get a drink and bring it in,
that's
from what I understand.
Yes,
so.
That's true. Well, regardless of that, the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park's production of Christian O'Reilly's Chapati opens on Thursday evening and continues on stage through March the 8th. For more information about the theater and the show, click on the link that you'll find at WVXU.org. My guest this evening has been stage director Anne-Marie Camerato, who is putting together the production of Chapati for the Playhouse. Welcome to Cincinnati, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.